Hello, and welcome to Mental Health Moments Day, where I share with the world my mental health, and I also share things to do about it. And then there's always other mental health issues. You know, I feel like I'm at a support group. My name is Carol Sanek, and I have anxiety. Okay, and I have some ADHD. I have possibly had both since I was 3 or 4 years old, and that's a very long time. So welcome to my podcast, Thrive. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive. I did say that already, where you will get tips on thriving for the next several minutes. Everything I admit I have can easily lead to being stressed, and that's the road I'm taking today. I bet you can name big stressors in your life, but what about the smaller ones that poke you like a sharp needle over and over, leaving little pinpricks in your emotions? Let me talk about those today. First, we have social isolation. I've spoken about this many times before. It is a dangerous situation for many people. So dangerous that there are studies about it, and reach-out programs are being started in countries all over the world. Many of us work from home, and that is not a fun place for most of us to be in our work environment. When we have a strong sense of community, we tend to live longer than our socially isolated counterparts. I've been recommending taking strides against social isolation by being a joiner of activities you like. You know, children stress us, especially when they're hurt or disappointed, and we've already had a full plate when this happens. Usually it's after dinner. It is truly important to share the load with your partner. And yes, I'm talking to women now. This is not entirely your job in raising your children. Last of all is our dependence on checking our social media all the time. We look for endorsement and emojis from our friends, and when we get them, we really feel good. And when we don't, well, you know how that feels. It's important to step away for periods of time from your devices and just be you, not the you that needs validation. Look at younger kids who have their faces pressed into their devices. Can you imagine what lies ahead for them under the word stress? Just some things to talk about or think about. Sorry about that. Think about. Well, yeah, talk about and think about. Anyway, this is Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you so much for listening, and that is a wrap.